okay, so I know that it's Wednesday, but oh my goodness, I'm so happy right now because I have a bonus episode for you guys. Yeah, this phenomenal, incredible woman, Lizbeth, who, seriously, she's just epic, you guys. She's a fashionista, she's a beauty lover, content creator, just really going through life and sharing it all, and I'm already obsessed. And just a few fun facts about her. She's a YouTuber, Glossier brand rep, fashion blogger, which... Okay, I feel like this will also be so helpful for me because you guys know that half of my closet's airy, so I'm definitely going to be asking her fashion tips. So I am going to bring her on now. I'm making a move. Study long, study wrong. Ain't nothing going to happen on its own. I'm making a move. Don't need no hickeys for this song. I got joy all through my soul.
Hi, guys. Hi, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my God, of course. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I've never done a bonus episode before, so here we go.
My first, like I haven't done Skype in forever, and then YouTube Live is my first, so it's okay. It's the first for all of us.
Yes. Oh, my God, of course. I know. We were just speaking about this, how I know you said you haven't heard that Skype sound since, like, college. I haven't heard it since, like, middle school, so it's such a new thing.
Yeah, I was like, how do I log in? So sorry we're late, but
No, it works out great. Okay, so I want to just dive right into it, before, let me back up. How about you share a little bit about, you know, who you are, what you do, all the good stuff.
So, yeah, I'm a content creator. I share my personal style and my love for easy beauty on YouTube, Instagram. Those are, like, my main kind of places. I have a blog where it's more long formats where I just write things that I'm going through. Could be, like, dating experiences, stuff that I went through with my dad's cancer. But, yeah, that's kind of what I do. And then I have, you know, freelance other things, and I consult, and I work with my family's business. So I'm kind of, like, juggling it all right now. But, yeah, that's a little bit about myself.
Oh, so exciting. And I love that you're juggling it all. I think that every woman that I've come across, that's kind of just our theme song of juggling it all. And it's just so inspiring to see.
Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, it's definitely a balance for sure. But
yes,
I love doing all this stuff. So it's really cool.
Oh, that's amazing. So where exactly did you begin in your career?
Oh, so kind of in terms of YouTube stuff, I want to say it happened like 2017 when I started to trial Glossier. That kind of definitely exposed me to this world, and definitely, so I was like, what, 2016, Glossier came out with this holiday set, and it was nail polish, eyeliner, a lip gloss, and I think that's it, and maybe something else. And it was like my first makeup tutorial, and I remember being in my bathroom. I was trying to make it all cool, but my bathroom is not as whatever aesthetic means, you know, it was not, with like this loud fan. And I was just like trying to make it look cute, and I filmed it, hated it. And after I showered, like right after my shower, my eyes were all red. It was just like the worst, you know, like, and I was filming it, and that was like my first time really trying to understand beauty and experimenting with it. And I remember just getting annoyed and telling my mom, I'm not going to upload it. And she was really cool, because her and my best friend were actually the ones that told me, why don't you create a YouTube channel? You should do it. So I'll rewind back to that far. But so uploaded my Glossier video and hated it. It's still up. I believe I don't delete whatever you've created, you know. And a couple weeks later, I got an email from Glossier saying, you know, we have a rep program. Do you want to be a rep? And I was super excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. Kind of like the modern Avon, you know. And it was really fun because there was like an intimate group of girls, and we all became friends, and we all still follow each other, and it's really cool to see how we've evolved through the years. Like, we're all doing different things, but like Glossier brought us together. And yeah, so then we had different kind of things, sales strategies for the month, and top sellers got to fly out to New York. And that May 2017, I got to fly out, and it just kind of, yeah, exposed me to Glossier, and then everything's developed from there, and I started to experiment with more beauty and just trying it out. So I share my personal style, my love for fashion has been since I was a kid. And I had a fashion blog. My first blog was like in 2008, which was after high school I graduated. And then, yeah, the whole beauty thing kind of started in 2017. I've been able to experiment, and that definitely exposed me to this more effortless, on-the-go beauty versus this glam. I love a glam, glowy look for sure, but it's always super easy. So that's why it's like easy beauty. But yeah, so that was kind of in terms, I think, where I kind of started to grow more. But in college, I had my blog, but I also didn't pursue it as seriously. I didn't understand the business and strategy and consistency necessary to grow a platform. And at the time, we only had, what, Facebook, a blog, and Instagram. But Instagram wasn't even this place yet. It was just a filtering app at the time. And I interned a lot. I interned at Vogue in college and College Fashionista and just, like, all these different internships that were kind of, like, you need internships. You know, social media didn't propel at the time. So it wasn't my priority. And then I graduated college in 2012, and I wanted to go to grad school. So that year I took off to study for the GRE, I created my blog, IMLVH. So it was L Post and then turned into IMLVH. And yeah, I applied to grad school. And then YouTube happened while I was in grad school. My best friend and mom said, you should create a YouTube channel. You have the personality. And I was like, no way. And then my final thesis at USC actually explored the YouTube space. So that's kind of how I, yeah, propelled into what I do, I guess. I don't feel like I've finished or established yet, but I think it's all, that's been my little cliff note journey.
Yeah, I love that. A cliff note journey. That's so good. And my gosh, just to be able to do like a thesis on the YouTube space, I think is the coolest thing ever. Okay. How was your experience with Vogue or interning with Vogue?
It was literally the Devil Wears Prada, but I was in the LA office, so there's two offices. So if anybody ever watched The Hills, it was literally The Hills. I was in the office, and it was the best experience of my life. One of the head editors who ran the interns, she even told me, she's like, I'm gonna be your toughest boss, I'm gonna be your best boss. And she was, there's moments where I was crying, you know, like stressed out, or we had to bring a Rodarte dress home, and I couldn't like lose it. And I had to make sure I had it for a photo shoot. So it was just because it was new, trying to like understand the business world. So it was hard, but it was the best. And I remember just being on a photo shoot with Jennifer Lopez, and she's like killing it now, and just being in awe of just her beauty and learning how to organize the clothes and learning how to write down how the clothes are listed in an editorial. And it was amazing. It was tough, but it was like the best experience for sure.
Wow. What advice would you have for someone who wants to land a dream internship?
I would just say like research, but really see who you know. Like, you'll be surprised. It's a small world. And if maybe you don't live in a world where you think people are in the business or entrepreneurial, I mean, look through LinkedIn and see what people's jobs are. Look for the company. You can see who works there. If you're in college, what's great. I know at USC, even just saying, hey, I'd like an informational, can I meet you for an informational meeting, just a cup of coffee, just to kind of get a feel of the company or what they want. And a lot of, especially if you have the same alma mater, everybody, they're like, hell yeah, let's do it. Like, I'd love to meet up. I know a lot of Trojans are like that. It's automatically a community. And when you say you've gone there, they're like your family. So I've hope, and I think a lot of other alumni are like that. So I would just see if there's any alumni in that company, or yeah, just be kind and reach out, DM, and yeah, kind of go from there.
I think that's a brilliant advice. And, you know, how do you stay positive and motivated in your life? I know that, especially, and it's funny you bring up the Devil Wears Prada, because that's instantly what I thought in my head when you mentioned interning at Vogue. And so Miranda Priestly, that's just someone you just like, if that was similar to your boss, I'm like, oh my god, they would have a heart attack every single day. So
and I like respect, because there's like a standard, 100%. The standard, and like quickly just to remember the editor being like, there's an expectation here as a work ethic, as a female, to prove, like, to prove yourself. So it was, yeah, it was just new and stressy, but it was like a respectful comparison.
Yes. And so how did you stay positive and motivated in that time in your life, and then just in general?
Oh, wait, sorry, cut out real quick.
Oh, yeah. So how do you stay like positive and motivated in your life at that time, or just in general?
Honestly, at that time, I have to say it was my parents. So in college, I went to a local college, a private liberal arts school. It's called Whittier College. I'm from Whittier. And I lived at home with my parents. So they were literally my anchors and grounded me and reminded me, hey, this, like, I mean, one example, my mom, I said, I came home with a Rodarte dress. I said, Mom, I can't lose this. Like, I can't, you know, like stressing out. Like, I wasn't going to sleep all night. And my mom decided to hide it. So the next morning I woke up to go grab it because she knew how stressed I was. Like, I can't lose this. And she decided to hide it from me. And I was freaking out. And my parents were just laughing. Like, they were just like, you can't take this so seriously. Like, this is a job. So I think that love and support and, you know, there's like, you got to put things into perspective. Like, they always say it's PR, it's not ER, it's fashion, it's not an emergency, you know? And I think that grounded me and kept me level-headed. But in hindsight, like looking back, even now, staying positive, as I shared, this is my followers know, my dad recently passed away from cancer. And I just think, just life's short. And I think that just motivates me that life's a gift and I want to do my best and be my best. And I had very supportive, encouraging parents and my dad worked his butt off. So I think it's just seen by example that motivates me and to stay positive. And also when you go through a journey like cancer and you realize you don't have control of the situation, you learn how to trust life and trust the journey. And I don't know, that's how I stay positive. Like, you give it your 100% and then at the end of the day, you kind of have to let go and see what happens. Because like I said, I would have never thought I would have been doing beauty. Like, it kind of happened so crazy, like doing, like sharing that on YouTube. And then one of my professors, though, when I said I wanted to explore YouTube, he said, okay, well, you need to create a channel and you have to understand you need to share who you are and who your personality is, because YouTube and video is three-dimensional. It's not just a pretty picture. Mm-hmm. And you need to connect with people that are going to watch with you. And I remember being like, no way, I'm not going to share. I'm from Whittier. Like, what's cool about that? Like, that's just home. And at the end of the day, when you try things and you experiment, you kind of just do your best and let it go. Now I'm doing YouTube and girls say, I love your videos. Or I've gone to the market once and a girl messaged me saying, I saw you walk out of the market, but I didn't want to bother you and say hi. And I'm like, what? I would have never thought. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you never know what's going to happen. I just think do your best and trust that maybe if something doesn't pan out as you want, maybe it wasn't meant to be, but it's going to lead you to something that you're meant to be, to do.
That's so powerful. And I want to go back really quick with your dad. And my heart goes out to you and I, because my dad and I are so close and I can't even imagine. Him.
He was my dude. Like, I was his mini me. He always said that. So I know that really for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I just know that, just, you know, looking down from the heavens, he is so proud. And I'm sure he shared that with you, you know, when he was living. And so, I want to ask you, for those who have also, you know, lost loved ones or just anybody in their life or going through a hard time, what helped you, you know, carry yourself through that? Like, was there anything that you felt like, you know, inspired you to keep going? Like, what did that look like for you?
I think a couple things for sure. Wanting my dad to be proud of me, which at the end of the day, you don't need anybody to be proud of you. You need to make yourself proud. But I just think I had such a close relationship with my dad and he was just real and honest and provided and let me, like, he said, come move home. Like, I moved out 1 year, my freshman year of college, but at grad school, he's like, stay at home. Don't worry about trying to make some, like, living to go move somewhere. Stay at home and focus on this. And I just think having that support and that encouragement, you know, just like, really helped me for sure. And I wanted to show him with that opportunity, like, I wanted to make something of it. And I'm naturally very entrepreneurial. And I think I got that from him. So it's definitely ingrained in me. But I'm losing my train of thought. What kept me positive, right, through all this?
Yes.
Yeah. And then so my dad also, I grew up Catholic. And I wouldn't say I'm the best Catholic, but I do believe in prayer. And I do believe in being, and you know, being good and kind. And I prayed a lot, and and that's when I think through this cancer journey, I learned you gotta have to let God, you know, do your best, show up. Working out really helped me, all those endorphins just naturally keeping me upbeat and positive, and just spending as much time as I could with my dad. Just, you know, I had to like let go. Once you let go of the control, you kind of are able to deal and handle things a little bit better. So that's kind of what kept me motivated and going. And I just, yeah, I guess I feel very thankful I could do this. So that kept me excited to just work my butt off and just push content and create. Because I love creating and I love connecting with girls. I would have never thought, like, sharing just an outfit is cool, but when you really share your personality and who you are, you really connect with girls. And having girls reach out to me saying they're praying for me, or their dad passed away, or they know what it's like, that even helps you stay positive, because you realize you're not alone. Like, you realize there's other girls that get you and that are there. You just have to reach out, and it's crazy. So those are things that definitely kept me positive. And then when you do what you love, it's like you get so excited all the time. So it's a pretty cool combination.
Yes. And I quickly want to highlight this comment we just got. So Michelle Wendell, I'm loving this. Yay. Thank you, Michelle, for listening and watching. And
yay.
I think just speaks to what you're saying, Elizabeth, about connecting. And I feel like for me, I love, especially for young women, young girls, my thing was always with anything that I do, I want to empower, inspire, and motivate. Because totally. Especially because we're not alone on this planet, and there's so many of us, and there's so many young girls especially who need to hear that, who don't get to hear those, you know.
No, but just even to note on that, like when I was younger, I was like, I want to create like a nonprofit something, because I had such amazing supportive parents, but they didn't have their parents growing up, so they just like were the best versions of that. Wow. And like my dad had both of my parents had their fathers in their lives when they got older, but they didn't have their mothers, and they all went through stuff. So they pretty much kind of grew up on their own. And I just thought like, I had amazing parents. Like, I want to be able to give that to somebody and share how to encourage them. Like you're saying, you want to empower. Not everybody has a tight relationship with their dad, or maybe their mom doesn't show up, you know? Mm-hmm. And then just through social media, I've learned, whoa, I could empower and share, not having to create another nonprofit or something, but you can still do that. So I'm like, I love that you said that, because that's something that I was able to transition with what I do. And I'm like, wait, I want to encourage. I want to motivate.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Yes. And I can see and hear like the passion in your voice, and just like see how excited you get about it. And I think that is the true sign of like finding something you really, really love, which is so special, because so many people don't get to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
So diving into fashion, which is one of my favorite topics ever. Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So little backstory. So I went to a private Christian school. We had to wear uniforms, which was, Okay. So, you know,
And get this. How does a girl go to all girl Catholic school still get voted best style in high school?
What?
I'm just saying. So
oh
I made
gosh.
It work.
You were destined. Oh my goodness. Okay. So how did you discover your personal style? Like, what did that look like? What did that fashion journey look like in you discovering that style?
Oh, wait, it cut out again. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're okay. So what did it look like for you in discovering your personal style?
Oh, so funny. Which is crazy. So as a kid, I hated when anybody copied me. Like, I hated it. From my youngest cousin, I have five girl cousins that are like my sisters, and like it could just be even us coloring, and I'm like, my cousin copied me, like, ew. Or eighth grade, like when I was wearing Juicy Couture socks with Uggs, like that was not necessarily like everybody was wearing those, but I wore them, and I started seeing everybody wear them, and I was like, I don't want to wear these anymore. So it was weird. I was always like, I wanted to be different. I didn't want to have things everybody else had, but now with what I do, it's flipped, like, 360, because now I like to share things, and I want girls to be like, oh, try it out, like, experiment, like, it's totally changed. So creating my personal style, like, in eighth grade, I used to wear flowers in my hair, like, I used to wear messy buns and flowers, because we could only do so much, you know, so it had been with, like, my socks and my hair, then same in high school, it was just always just wanting to be different, and kind of always, which I think I wish I had. I do have that, but I loved when I was younger, because I gave like no F's about it. Like, I was like, I want to be different. I want to do this. And like free dress days, I would just, you know, go all out. And I loved reading Teen Vogue and seeing how things were styled in editorials. I would take a lot of inspiration out of editorials and just copy, and which is funny too, because that's one of my latest YouTube videos I did, fall trends. Like, rather than thrifting, I literally just shopped my mom's closet and my closet, and I showed different runway looks and how, and layered it up. And I'm like, that's so funny, because I would do that in eighth grade in high school, and it's funny that I'm doing it now and it still rings true. So I think, yeah, me, it's just experimenting, trying new things, and it's very instinctual. So anytime something didn't feel right, I was like, I don't want to wear that. Or if it did, I would just light up. And I think that's true for anybody, you know? It's, that's why I love fashion, because it's almost like a, you know, your warrior costume, and it gets you clean. And same with makeup. Like, I have acne prone skin, and I have dark spots, and I just, like, covering them as best as you can just gives you that extra, like, I got this. Let's get out the door. I feel good. So, yeah, but question.
Yes. I think that it's funny. Anytime that I ever put on makeup, I always think of, like, Mulan and, like, that that I'll Make a Man Out of You song. Because for whatever reason, I just think that it's one of those, just kind of, like you said, like, putting on, like, your warrior makeup or your warrior outfit for the day. And it can really set the tone for, like, how you're feeling, right? It's like that representation of, like, if you are feeling like, oh my gosh, I just want to crawl back into bed, then I've seen it where in New York you see people in these beautiful pajamas with a blazer, and they're just, like, killing it. So I think that fashion is so much symbolism.
Crazy. And yeah, a lot of people think, oh, they're just spending a lot of money, or but there's a lot of psychology behind it. Like, there's a lot of putting a bright color on, like, that'll, you know, there's so much that can lift you up when you're feeling like crap. And I that's what I think I love about fashion and, like, makeup. It's like, it could totally lift you up. It does. It's you have to do it yourself, and you have to get up and, like, put the effort in. But when you're done, you for sure feel like, I for know 100% better, you know?
Yeah, totally. So where would you suggest buying clothes when you're on a low budget?
Oh, for sure, thrifting. Like, 100% hands down. Probably, like, 80% of my closet is thrifted, or stuff that I got from my mom. I'm a big, like, vintage jean lover, and I get them tailored. And that's another thing, too. A lot of girls, I'm 5'1". I'm petite. I have a booty. And, I mean, even in high school, it was very hard to, like, wear the cool jeans, because I had a butt. And, like, I couldn't wear, you know, what's cool. And now what a lot of people don't realize is, yeah, the vintage styles are really in, but, like, don't get discouraged. You can go to the tailor and get them tailored properly and, like, to fit your body. So I would for sure say thrifting. I have I do like, you know, going to Target or H&M or Forever 21 for things when you really want to experiment with something. But even your family's closet, like, if you have a mom or a grandma or an aunt that, you know, just, like, but I would just say inspiration first. Like, look on Pinterest, what styles, Instagram, save pictures and boards and create them, and then kind of have an idea in mind, especially if you're on a budget. Like, I want a blazer, I want a good pair of jeans, I want a dress shirt, and kind of go in with a game plan. I think that will help if you're on a budget, because I know there's moments where I'm like, I have $100, and then you don't something you don't really want, and you go home, and you're really not happy. But then Pinterest board, Instagram save photos. Wait, I did want it, like, a cardigan like that, or sneakers, or, like, I wanted Doc Martens, and you know, so I think it's just kind of being focused a little bit too.
Totally. So Pinterest is one of my favorite platforms just for the inspiration, but I love creating mood boards and just, like, that visual. Too. Yeah. It's so helpful.
I have, like, makeup and style and fashion, and I'm always just, if anyone wants to follow, like, I'm always pinning there of things that are inspiring me and stuff. And it's just, I love that.
Ah, so good. I know. I need to follow you after on Pinterest.
Yay, yes. Do it.
After this. So another question that I have for you, kind of taking it back to a little bit of just, like, self-love, self-care. Do you have a self-love routine that you incorporate into your life?
Oh, for sure. I actually just did, which was interesting. I did, like, a collab video on my IGTV with the company. And yeah, I have, like, 5 things that I for sure need to do to, like, get me going. But number one is working out. Like, that is just, growing up, like, I hated to run, and I did cross country in high school for a couple months. And then I started to learn as I was training with them. I was like, whoa, it's a mental thing. Like, once you hit this point, like, the runner's high, and you're just, it's like euphoric. It's like, whoa, everything's calm. You feel like you can handle things. But I love to box now and cycle. And then there's this app that I use at home just because when I was going through it intensely with my dad's cancer, like, it was very hard to go to workout class. And it's like $28 a month, and you do these 28-minute workouts. It's so, and it's live. So it's really cool. I really love it. So working out, eating as best as I can, because I have some food allergies and stuff. So, like, staying away from a lot of sugar, because that, like, I crack, like, I don't know, when I eat too many sweets, like, I just get kind of moody. It affects me weird. Like meditating and like praying, just to kind of unload what I'm going through. Also talking about what I'm going through to my family, or like I'll pop on my stories and I'll vent about something, but just speaking out whatever you're feeling is like very cathartic. But I know like self-care, self-love could just be something, you know, different for everybody. But it's even just like playing with my puppies and just like loving on them and yeah, it's just like stuff like that to just ground and center yourself. And beauty, like masking, hair masking, like those things for sure. At the end of the day, self-love is just grounding yourself and like slowing down. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that, you know, it's not selfish. It's important because you can only be so much for so many people. And even with your work, like you're not kind of grounded and taking time. You're not, your work's not going to be the best. And I know there's moments where I went through it where it wasn't the best, but you know, you still kind of show up. At the end of the day, it's not a big deal, but yeah, those are like the ways I like to self-love and self-care for myself for sure. I recommend it for everybody.
100%. And what do you love the most about working with brands? And like, do you have any tips along those lines in working with brands?
I think it's great to work with brands because then you, it's like, it becomes a job. Then it becomes like a serious situation. And I love when brands want to work with me because it just, for me, validates like, okay, I do have something to offer. And one, it's like, it's a job. So it's work. So you really need to show up. But my tips for working with brands are try it out, experiment. I know there's a lot of things that are like on trend that people, oh, I'm only going to do that because it's aesthetic or like that's going to help me. But I just think you need to develop what your personal taste is and your vibe. And I'm all about experimenting, and I'm for what I share with my girls is like we're all different. So skincare, I'm trying to make sure to share all different price points, not just like my one and only holy grail, because at the end of the day, like we don't, a lot of us don't have a lot of money to spend on things, and I want to be conscious of that. There's great bloggers out there that are aspirational and only use La Mer and like all these great brands, and like La Mer is great, but I also want to share like, hey, but if this is something comparable, or I'll, you know, so I believe it's fun to experiment and work with as many brands as you can. But I would say in terms of working, just there's a lot of contracts when you're collaborating, and it's like making sure you're sharing what they want, making sure you're happy, you know, making sure the communication's great. And yeah, the content you create is what you're happy with and proud of. And yeah, work, put the little effort in, find inspiration that you like to be able to, because ultimately we're like a billboard. So brands want to work with us to expose their products to our audience. And I definitely don't think there's anything wrong with that either, because I know a lot of people be like, oh, you're selling out, or well, I'm like, no, like I've built this following with girls. And if there's a product that maybe doesn't work for me, I want to share it, because what if it works for them? And, you know, it might be an option for them. So yeah, I like work hard, stay organized. Probably some tips.
How have you built up your confidence to be transparent with your audience, and not necessarily about brands, but just about your life and about what you're going through? So how did you build that confidence up?
Honestly, like, it's so funny. So my Instagram was a personal Instagram, and I know a lot of girls, they transfer their, they make a separate account, and it just kind of like, this is who I am. So it's all or nothing type of thing. So I never changed it. So I have so many photos on my account, because if you scroll all the way back, one of my first photos is from like with my first boyfriend ever. So I was like, I don't know, I just didn't feel the need to like change it or hide it. But I've always been super open. Like I've always been an open book, and I love sharing, or like if somebody compliments my outfit, I'm like, it's on sale, like go get it. And there's so many people that don't want to share that, or oh, I don't, you know, like I said, I used to like, don't copy me, but now I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, get it. There's other colors too, you know, make it work. But I think just practicing, just posting, and you hear feedback. And I think as long as you're honest and real, people are going to be receptive. I think I can count on one hand, like the negativity that I've received through all my platforms, which I've always rebutted when they would say something, and they would always like, oh, my bad, I didn't mean it like that. So they've always kind of come down from, you know, any negativity, but it's just cool just to, I think, just be real, be honest, just kind of fake the confidence a bit, like own what you're saying. And, you know, maybe some people are going to like it, but that's life. And I think you just have to keep rolling with it. And once you start hearing girls saying, I love this, or you motivated me, that made me so excited. It's so motivating. Like, it's, you know, affirmation that kind of keeps like that confidence building up, I think. So yeah, I think just keep posting and sharing and it helps.
Before I let you go, I always love to ask my guests this. What is your piece of advice for someone trying to pursue their dreams, achieve their dreams, at any age?
Just like keep believing in it. Because if you feel something, like you love it, or after you create something and you're excited about it, don't get me wrong, there's so many moments that I doubted my stuff. But I think having had amazing parents that I would show, and my mom would be like, no, it's good, or my best friend. I mean, she was my ride or die, helping me shoot, helping me go to events, like, you know. And then as she, like, we're getting older, like, she has a job, she has to work, so she can't always show up with me now. And like, having people, surrounding yourself with people that will believe in you when you're not believing in yourself, I think that is so important. It's just go with it. Like, if you feel it's good, keep going. There's moments you're going to doubt yourself, but if you have good people around you that are encouraging you, it really helps. I think that's the thing, is you just got to keep at it, and it's not going to be perfect. And I'm constantly evolving, and my content's always changing, and it's, you're getting better as you work on it. So it's just like, keep at it for sure. I'm very stubborn. I'm a Taurus. So it's something that I definitely can say, like, just keep going. Like, if you, and that, you know, it's funny moments where I was like, I'm not good enough, or, you know, and I'm looking back, I'm not where I want to be, but I just know, like, there's so many girls that reach out that they've told me that I've motivated them in some way. And that's just the best feeling. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep going at this. So I'll just keep at it.
Oh, if I could give that all the praise hands, I would. So thank you.
Aw, thank you.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your heart, your story. I know so many of my listeners are going to be inspired by that. Where can everyone find you?
Yes, it's I'm All The Age, literally on every platform. And if you Google I'm All The Age, everything will pop up. So it's good. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, guys, the show is every Tuesday and Thursday, 5:30 PST. Thank you for listening to the bonus episode. If you guys are watching this back, thank you for watching.
And thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you so much. You are brilliant and wonderful, and I'm so excited for everyone to see this.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys. I'm making a move. Study long, study wrong. Ain't nothing gonna happen on its own. I'm making a move. Don't need no hickeys for this song. I got joy all through my soul. I'm